It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio, your NPR news station. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry with a look at some of the region's top news stories of the week. Congress is closer to giving Flint tens of millions of dollars to fix the city's lead-tainted tap water system. Before U.S. lawmakers left town on Wednesday, the House approved its version of the Water Resources Development Act. That includes $170 million for Flint. And now we wait. Jack, what needs to happen to get final action on this bill once the November election wraps up?
Well, they have to reconcile the House and Senate versions. The Senate has passed a slightly different version of this bill. It also has money for Flint, but they have to iron out the differences. As you note, they're not going to do this till after the election. They'll do it in the lame duck session. And there's some question about whether it'll get done at all. They probably have a lot of things they want to get through during the lame duck session, and some of that depends on who wins the election. And if they don't, they have to start the whole process all over again in January. So we'll just have to wait and see.
State Attorney General Bill Schuette this week says the state can legally close persistently low-performing public schools in Detroit before the end of this academic year. Governor Rick Snyder had interpreted a law that restructured Detroit Public Schools' debt to mean that closures couldn't happen until 2019. Jack, do you think this could turn into another legal tug-of-war between Snyder and Schuette?
Well, Schuette wants to do everything he can to differentiate himself from Snyder, but I think there's a sort of an honest disagreement here. And it seems to me, as a layman, that the right might be on Schuette's side. Basically, they changed the name of the district. They haven't really changed the schools, and the governor's content that this restarts the clock. The attorney general said it doesn't, and unless overturned by the courts, an attorney general's opinion has the force of law. Now, Schuette, however, himself doesn't have the power to go close the schools. The new Detroit Public Schools Community District's supposed to do that, and just remains to be seen whether that'll actually happen.
Donald Trump was in Michigan again yesterday, and this marks his fifth visit to the state since he accepted the Republican nomination for president. Jack, we've talked before about how Republican presidential candidates tend to spend less and less time in Michigan as Election Day gets closer, but Trump isn't slowing down. What's his strategy here?
Well, it may not be a bad strategy. The problem is that Trump has got to put together a combination of 270 electoral votes. And looking at it, it's very hard for most observers to see how he can do that without shaking loose either Michigan or Pennsylvania from the Democrats' great blue wall. And I think he may think he has a better shot in Michigan. Some of the polls show that. Now, Michigan has not voted for Republican for president since 1988. That's a long time. But he needs to do that. You have to remember that if Trump wins all the states Mitt Romney won and adds Ohio and Florida and Iowa, which now look fairly likely, he's still going to lose unless he can get one of those two big states, Michigan or Pennsylvania. So we may well see a lot of him all through the campaign.
And Jack, another story from the election beat. The Detroit News broke its 143-year streak of only endorsing Republicans for president. Instead, it's backing Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson, who, in an interview this week, wasn't able to name a single foreign leader he admires. What do you think, Jack? Is it the end of an era?
Well, what's really going on here is that the News has endorsed Hillary Clinton. This is a very Republican paper. I think they feared tremendous wrath and subscription cancellations from their readers if they did go and endorse a Democrat. But everybody knows Gary Johnson doesn't have a chance to win. Of course, they're embarrassed by Johnson revealing he couldn't name a single foreign leader the day that this was published, the night before it was published. But if you read the editorial, it basically says, we disagree with Hillary Clinton, but she's got the presence and the bearing and the gravitas to be president, and Trump is a dangerous maniac. So if you read between the lines, you're telling people that Clinton should be the next president, but if you just can't stomach voting for a Democrat, go waste your vote on Gary Johnson.
All right, Jack, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, and he joins us Saturday mornings to review the week's regional stories.